On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford for Reading Cinemas. Movies from $11, readingcinemas.com.au.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
6 minutes after eight, Peter Ford is travelling back from the United States. So Luke Dennehy joins us, his understudy. Luke, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Good to have you back on the show, mate. How was the footy show last night? How did it go?
Yeah, it did okay. I saw in Melbourne, I think it rated over 300,000, which was really good. And I'm trying to find my Perth figures, but I'll send them to your producer. I can't find it at the moment.
I'll pull them up while you're chatting.
While I'm chatting. It's excellent. So, look, I thought it was okay. I thought, they're big productions, so you've got to give them credit for having another crack. And it was good to see Sam and Eddie and Trevor back, but I felt like there was too many highlights for me. They kept sort of looking back at the past, so but maybe that was the whole point of the show. And I got the feeling like maybe this is the last one. So that's the feeling I was getting. So
I hope you're right.
Yeah, you've had enough.
I had enough about 4 or 5 years ago.
It had 40,000 viewers in Perth.
Okay.
40,000, 38,000 in Adelaide, and then, as you said, 328,000 in Melbourne. So fair to say that, and this was the case for it a few years back, that Perth and Adelaide got sick of it earliest because it was no longer relevant to the sort of outer Melbourne audience, and then Melbourne was the last place to drop off, and it's kind of followed through in those numbers.
It's funny because all the people that are on the show are all very talented. Mm. Eddie's talented, Trevor's talented, Sam's talented.
Just the format is
the show. It's the format.
I think, you know, watching those old clips back that they kept playing illustrated that perfectly because it just appeared a bit dated, you know. I think we're over those silly stunts on footy shows, you know. Mm. We don't want that anymore. But, you know, they gave it a crack and, so they'd be happy with Melbourne, I think. I'm not sure about the rest.
The story about the girl that won the Melbourne Cup, the only woman to ever ride a Melbourne Cup. When A Ride Like a Girl is released in cinemas today, how do you think it will go at the box office?
I reckon it's going to do really well, guys. I think, interestingly, The Guardian of all gave it only 2 stars and said it was schmaltzy and not great. But everyone I've spoken to has said the opposite. And I think sometimes these film reviewers can be a bit snobby when it comes to a film like this. Mm. There's no doubt it's a feel-good story. Like, we know the ending. We know what's going to happen. But it also explores her incredible family history. There's so many children, losing her mum. And, you know, Stevie, he plays himself. And everyone I've spoken to said they left somewhere in tears. Maybe, you know, it is, once again, I think this is the kind of movie Australians should be making. Sometimes I think we go too out there and try too hard and, you know, and tell stories that maybe aren't really commercial and viable, but this certainly is.
Well, Millsy's seen all the racing movies ever made in Australia, and you're keen to get to see this one?
I haven't been able to see it yet, but I've heard different reports from different people in the industry, and they all loved it. And I know that it's an inspiration. I mean, when you think about it,
people in tears having seen it.
Women jockeys now in WA alone, I think the stat's about 52% 48. So there's more women riding than ever before, obviously. Good luck to them. I hope it's successful because we need more local movies, particularly about racing. Now, the block is back in Melbourne next year.
Yes, again. They should come to Perth 1 year. I don't know why they keep coming back to Melbourne, but it is. And I think this year they've gone really too big with it. So I think they're going back to basics. There's a report from Domain today that they've bought a $14 million block of land in Brighton, as you do, which is one of Melbourne's posher suburbs. And there's nothing on the block. So that makes me think they're either going to get the houses in or even build from scratch, which I think would be a good thing because I think it needs to go back to more of that building stuff that, you know, everyday family renovators want to see, you know. So it just feels like it's just too much this year. And although it's still rating really well and Channel 9 having a great run with it, but it definitely will be back.
How long before the renovation bubble bursts? You know, the cooking bubbles probably burst TV shows. How long before the renovation bubble bursts?
Well, it's funny. It's still, I mean, the figures were fantastic on Sunday night for the block, over 1 million. And I think The Masked Singer, which is the real surprise that everyone saw, no one saw that coming, rating over 1 million. So that beat it. But the figures are still really strong. And but you're right. I don't think House Rules on 7 did that well. So, but the block is such a strong brand with a lot of people out there, so maybe it will survive. But you're right. I mean, My Kitchen Rules, we would have thought, you know, two or three years ago that was a juggernaut that could never end, but it really struggled this year too.
Every time I turn it on, they're not building. They're doing unusual things like, it's like cooking or a quiz or frustrating.
More project managers, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hey, Luke, just a little side rumour, which I saw online yesterday, and I don't know if you've heard any more about this in Melbourne, but I saw somebody post socially that there was a bit of a rumour that Channel 7 were looking at Big Brother.
Yes, I did see that. And, that came as a surprise as well because, Big Brother, I'm not sure. I think, you know what I think's changed in society since that was a huge hit is Instagram and YouTube now. Yeah. Like we can watch normal people online all the time. Mm. So they'd have to do casting really well. I remember, Regina Bird from Tasmania. Like they need people like that. Like don't go for necessarily good looking people, go for a whole range of people. But, Seven really probably need something like this, but I'm not sure if Big Brother's the answer because it's actually very expensive to make.
They could do worse than actually locking everybody up in Kerry Stokes' house. I reckon that would be intriguing.
Take forever to get out, Mills. You wouldn't find your way
out
for
celebrity.
Years.
I mean, Basil, you're a Seven man. Yes. Celebrity Big Brother. You can go in.
I don't know about the celebrity shows. I don't think that they never quite work as well, do they? Hey, just before you go, Luke, Harry and Meghan's royal tour. Yeah. Are we buying it?
I think I think some people are, some people aren't, but definitely a good PR move, I think. She wore a dress yesterday that she recycled from Australia, so that was good. And, I think they've had a real PR issue, especially in the UK at the moment. And, you know, this was them going out to communities and disadvantaged communities and doing what Diana used to do the best. So we'll see.
She looks like she's enjoying it. It's pretty hard to fake that stuff.
Yeah, and I feel for her. I mean,
she is an actress.
I don't think we can describe and understand what it was like for her in the UK at the moment. Like she's getting a hammering.
Mm. Yeah. Funny the things we get excited about, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, woman wears same dress twice. Big story. I mean,
I'd be more concerned if I was the Queen and with what's going with Boris Johnson, to be honest.
No,
anyway.
That's right. Hey, Lukey, thank you. Always good to get you off the bench. Look forward to our next chat. Luke Danahy filling in for Peter Ford, 40 back tomorrow. Royal show starts on Saturday. Got something pretty exciting.